1340, 96.5 KVGC. It's 7 minutes after the hour on this Monday, 23rd day of September. Before we go into our regular news, Megan has a piece of information here from PG&E. This is a press release that has just come in. Megan, you want to share that with us?
Yeah, absolutely. So PG&E anticipates turning off the power for safety starting late this afternoon in 9 counties in the Sierra Foothills and North Bay. With a red flag warning already in effect, PG&E continues to monitor hot, dry, and windy weather over the next few days and anticipates that it will need to shut off power for safety in 9 of those Northern California counties starting Monday evening, September 23rd. Those areas include portions of Butte, El Dorado, Nevada, Placer, Sutter, and Yuba counties in the Sierra Foothills, and also Lake, Napa, and Sonoma counties in the North Bay. This potential public safety power shutoff, PSPS, could affect approximately 124,000 customers in those 9 counties. To support customers in the potentially impacted counties, PG&E will open community resource centers in multiple locations on Tuesday, September 24th at 8 a.m. The centers will be open during daylight hours only and will provide restrooms, bottled water, electronic device charging, and air-conditioned seating for up to 100 customers each. And you can go to their website to see the locations of those centers. PG&E provides early warning notification for this PSPS and will share updates until the power is restored. Out of an abundance of caution, PG&E began providing notice to customers in advance of this safety event through automated phone calls, texts, social media, and emails. And they started doing that on Saturday, September 21st.
So, again, this does not include, even though there is a red flag warning for Amador County, this does not include Amador County in this PSPS. El Dorado County to the north of us. What is there? I mean, how many people will be affected in El Dorado County? I know you said
3,640 people in El Dorado.
About 3,600 will be affected in El Dorado County. And again, that's a total of about 124,000, you said,
across
the service area. So, all right, we'll continue to monitor that and bring you updates. Thank you, Megan, on that story. Well, California's unemployment rate held steady in August at the record low of 4.1%. California Unemployment Development Department released statewide numbers on Friday that shows the state's employers added 34,500 non-farm payroll jobs last month. Locally, both Amador and Calaveras counties saw a downward trend. Amador County's rate remains below the state's record low, going from 4% last month to 3.7% in August. Now, the current this should actually say going from 4% it wouldn't be last month, it would be 4% in July to 3.7% in August. There we go. The current Amador County workforce is 15,220, of which 570 are unemployed. Calaveras County's rate actually matches the national figure of 3.7% for August, a drop from 3.9% in July. Now, that leaves 810 without a job last month out of Calaveras County's 21,800-person workforce. The nation's jobless rate remains constant in August at 3.7%.
The investigation by Amador County Health and Human Services continues into the recent outbreak of shigellosis as more people have gone in for testing. Officials now say the source of the outbreak isn't so much the issue anymore. It's now the people who are infected in the community. The disease is caused by a bacterium called Shigella, which can be spread through contact with contaminated surfaces and is responsible for nearly 500,000 cases of diarrhea annually, according to the Centers for Disease Control. A few of the most common ways the bacteria spreads is through unclean water and food prepared by someone infected with the bacteria. Not everyone shows signs of infection, but may still spread the bacteria to others. Most of those infected do not need to seek medical treatment, but the illness can be serious for young children, the elderly, and people with other health conditions. The primary concern with shigellosis is dehydration. ACHS recommends anyone who believes they may have contracted the bacteria to stay home, wash your hands frequently, and contact your health provider to prevent the spread of the disease.
And the Calaveras County Planning Commission has wrapped up multiple days of scrutinizing and editing a new draft law to regulate commercial cannabis cultivation and have sent that on to the Board of Supervisors for consideration by approving the documents on a 3-2 vote. Elements of the new draft ordinance, subject to revision and approval by the board, include applicants must have registered and not been denied by the county under the May 2016 urgency ordinance, and applicants must have received a temporary state license. The permitted cultivation area shall be 1 acre for outdoor and 10,000 square feet for indoor. A 1,000-foot boundary must be maintained from the premises, or 600 feet measured from the property line from schools, daycare centers, youth centers, and parks, 1,000 feet from scenic highways. Also, a security fence of 6 foot tall will be required. Generators can only be used as emergency backup and must meet noise standards. Camping or the use of an RV on a grow site will not be permitted, except as allowed in the county code, which is a maximum of 14 days a year. The new ordinance also would establish a local background check process for all permittees, owners, and employers, and a $7,500 bond would be required for each site. Now, this new draft law goes to the supervisors for a hearing scheduled for October 1st. The plan is for the board to discuss the ordinance, a related background check ordinance, and a fee program.
A Murphy's man was meta-flighted from the scene of an accident Friday morning, hours after the initial incident. According to the CHP, the solo vehicle collision happened around 11:30 p.m. on Thursday night when the vehicle went off Sheep Ranch Road near Shelter Lane and Ponderosa Way in the Murphy's area and sailed down an embankment about 150 feet. The vehicle ended up on its roof. The driver spent the night inside his wrecked vehicle, suffering serious injuries, and then had to climb up the steep ravine Friday morning around 8:30 a.m. to call for help. The driver, identified as Eshwar Raj A. Paul, was flown to Modesto Memorial Hospital, suffering from major injuries. CHP reports the incident is under investigation.
And Amador County Treasurer Tax Collector Mike Ryan reports that the annual secured property tax bills for 2019-2020 fiscal year have been mailed. Ryan indicated that there are over 23,400 secured tax bills with tax charges totaling approximately $57.8 million. Now, if you own property in Amador County and do not receive your tax bill by October 11th, please contact the Amador County Tax Collector's Office to request a copy of your bill. Please note that state law requires you to pay your property tax. Whether you receive a bill or not, it's your responsibility to make those timely payments. Now, if you have any questions, contact the Tax Collector's Office.
A blood drive sponsored by the Motherlode Council of the Knights of Columbus will be held tomorrow from 1:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at Valley Springs Sports and Fitness Center. Whole blood donors must be at least 16 years old. 16 and 17-year-olds need a signed Vitalant parent consent form, weigh a minimum of 110 pounds, be in good general health, and bring a photo ID. Other donation types have specific eligibility criteria. As a thank you, donors will receive a promotional code for a pair of blood donor socks, which can be redeemed online. Participants will also be entered into a drawing for a round of golf for two with a cart at La Contenta Golf Course and a $5 gift card from Common Grounds. For more information about eligibility, visit vitalant.org.
All right, that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm Megan O'Keefe.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website,